Imagine walking into any room and instantly commanding respect, no matter who you're with or what the situation is. It's not about having power, money, or status. It's about mastering a few simple habits rooted in ancient Stoic wisdom. In this video, I'm going to show you 10 powerful habits that will earn you respect in any situation. Stick around, because these insights could transform the way you're seen and respected by everyone around you. Lesson 1. Show genuine interest in others' words. Genuinely wanting to know what other people have to say is one of the most powerful ways to earn respect in any scenario. People who listen stand out in a world where everyone wants to be heard. This behavior comes from the Stoic philosophy, which says that we should understand other people's nature and treat them with kindness and respect. Active listening is what you need to do to make this habit work. This means more than just hearing what is being said. It also means really getting what the person is feeling and thinking. Pay full attention when someone talks. Put your phone or other things that might be distracting away and look someone in the eye. This small action shows that you care about their point of view. Stoicism tells us to wait our turn and not talk over other people when they're talking. This patience lets us fully understand what they're saying before we come up with an answer. When you answer, take your time and think about what you're saying. Don't make the talk all about yourself. Instead, ask questions that show you're interested in their point of view. This habit isn't just about being nice. It's also about making real bonds with other people. People are more likely to respect you and think about what you have to say when they feel like they have been heard and understood. This habit also helps you learn from other people. Every person you meet has their own stories and ideas that can help you learn more about the world. Kindness goes both ways, remember that. You have to respect other people if you want to be recognized. Genuinely interested in what other people have to say shows that you value them as a person, which makes them more likely to respect you. Lesson 2. Keep your voice steady and clear. The way you talk can have a big effect on how people see and treat you. Stoicism stresses how important it is to communicate clearly and with reason. This comes through in the way we speak. A steady, clear voice shows confidence, calmness, and authority, all of which are things that people value. Pay attention to clarity when you speak. It's best not to mumble or rush your words. Make your points clear and take your time when you say them. This doesn't mean you should talk more slowly. It just means you should pay attention to what you say and how you say it. Stoics believe that controlling your emotions is important, and a calm voice is a sign of that. The Stoics thought that people should stay calm no matter what was going on around them. It shows that you have control of your feelings if you can stay calm and steady during a heated argument or stressful situation. This not only gets respect, but it also helps to calm down arguments. Get better at speaking with purpose. This means being careful with the words you use and staying away from filler words like and you know. These words can make you seem unsure or not ready. Instead, take a short break if you need to gather your ideas. Your speech will be more well thought out and powerful after this. Think about the way you sound. A harsh or overly hostile tone can turn people off, while a soft, caring tone can bring them in. Stoicism tells us to be moderate in everything, even the way we talk. Find the right mix between being firm and being kind, assertive and polite. A steady, clear voice is important for more than just being heard. It's also important for being understood and admired. If you are calm and sure of yourself, people are more likely to listen to you and value what you have to say. Lesson 3. Stand or sit up straight. Your stance says a lot about how confident and self-respecting you are, and it has a big impact on how other people see you. Stoicism shows us how important it is to treat ourselves with respect. One easy but effective way to do this is to stand or sit up straight. According to Stoic thought, having good posture shows that you are disciplined and in control of yourself. You show that you are ready and confident when you stand or sit up straight. It means you are aware of and interested in what's going on around you. This is very important because people respect those who walk with purpose and confidence. Being aware of your stance all day will help you form this habit. Check in with your body every time you walk, sit at your desk, or stand in a meeting. Does your back slouch forward? Do you have your head cocked? If so, slowly fix your posture by lifting your chest, rolling your shoulders back, and making sure your head is in line with your spine. Good balance is good for more than just how you look. It improves your ability to breathe, eases back pain, and gives you more energy. It can make you feel better about yourself and your mood. It's easier to keep an upbeat and confident attitude when your body and mind are in good shape. Also, sitting and standing straight shows that you value the people around you. It shows that you are ready to participate, whether you are offering your own thoughts or listening to someone else. Being attentive shows that you value the relationship, which is a key part of respect. If you want to live a stoic life, you should be aware of how your presence affects other people. When you stand up straight, you not only earn respect, but you also make people feel calm and stable around you. In turn, this makes other people more likely to treat you with the same respect and care. Lesson 4. Arrive on time for appointments and meetings. There's more to being punctual than just showing up on time. It shows that you value other people's time and are self-disciplined. Stoics believe that being aware of time and making good use of it is a virtue. People who show up on time for meetings and appointments show that they value the time they've set aside and the people they're meeting with. To be on time, you need to plan and get ready. It means planning for possible delays and giving yourself enough time to get where you need to go. Focusing on what you can control is a stoic concept that this habit comes from. You can't change traffic or unplanned events, but you can decide how early to leave and how to get ready. Being on time also shows that you are reliable and trustworthy. People are more likely to trust and respect someone who always does the same thing. People will know you can be counted on and care about other people's plans if you always show up on time. Being on time also helps you feel calm and organized when you wake up. Being in a hurry can make you feel stressed and anxious for no reason, which can lower your mood and make it harder to do well. Being on time makes the rest of your day and relationships better. According to Stoicism, you should try to live in line with nature and reason. Being aware of and following the natural flow of time is part of this. Being on time shows that you follow this concept and have a disciplined and thoughtful approach to life. Being on time shows that you mean what you say you're going to do. Coming on time shows that you value the other person's time and effort, whether it's a business meeting, a social event, or a personal date. In turn, this makes them respect and like you more. Lesson 5. Match your appearance to the occasion. A subtle but effective way to get people to respect you is to dress appropriately for each scenario. When you do this, it shows that you are aware of your surroundings and care about what other people expect of you. This habit fits with the Stoic idea of getting along with other people and their traditions. People often form their first impressions of you based on how you look. There's no doubt that respect should come from good character and actions, but how you act can have a big effect on how others see you and treat you. When you dress appropriately for the situation, you show that you know and value the situation. To break this habit, you should first think about what kind of event or meeting you're going to. Is it dressy or not? What kind of clothes do people usually wear in that place? A safe bet is to dress a little more formally than what is expected. This shows that you've thought about how you look and made an effort to do so. But it's also important to stay true to yourself. You should change how you look for different events, but make sure you stay true to yourself and relaxed. A key part of Stoic wisdom is finding the right balance between fitting in and keeping true to yourself. This helps us deal with social norms without losing who we are. Dressing appropriately for the event also shows that you respect yourself. This shows that you care about how you look and are paying attention to what's going on. People naturally respect those who respect themselves, so this self-respect makes other people respect you too. Beyond that, how you look can also affect how you think and act. If you're dressed correctly, you'll probably feel more confident and capable, which can make your relationships and work better. Respect comes from having confidence in yourself, because people are drawn to people who seem calm and sure of themselves. Getting into the habit of dressing right for different events shows that you respect yourself and the people around you, which makes it easier for them to respect you back. Lesson 6. Know what your limits are. Setting clear limits is one of the most important things you can do to earn respect. To do this, you need to be honest about what you can and cannot do and let other people know about these bounds. Stoicism tells us to know and accept what we can and can't do, and then to act in a way that fits this knowledge. Being clear on your limits doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're strong and self-aware. You shouldn't be afraid to tell other people what you can and can't handle, because it shows that you respect yourself. People value and respect this honesty because it keeps them from misunderstood and having high expectations. To start this habit, you should first think about your skills, weaknesses, and obligations. Figure out what you can do and what you're willing to do. When someone asks you to do something, think about whether it fits with your goals and limits. Tell them this in a clear and polite way if it doesn't. Stoicism tells us to let go of things we can't change and focus on the things we can. This includes being able to tell when a job or responsibility is too big for us to handle right now. Setting clear limits is not only good for your own health, it also makes sure you can keep your promises with honesty and quality. You need to know your limits and be ready to say no when you need to. This can be hard, especially if you don't want to let people down or be seen as unwilling to work with them. But you have to do it if you want to keep your peace of mind and be accepted. People are more likely to trust and accept your choices when you say no in an honest and polite way. So, you should be smart and brave when you act. This means having the guts to set limits and the knowledge to know when to do so. Being honest about your limits shows that you have both of these traits, which are necessary to earn respect in any setting. Lesson 7. Let others know you appreciate them. Being thankful is a strong way to earn respect and make friends. When you thank someone, you recognize their hard work, good traits, and contributions. Not only does this make them feel appreciated, but it also makes you look like a kind and grateful person. Stoicism tells us to see the good in other people and in life and to be grateful for it. Being thankful every day helps us keep a good attitude and builds respect between us. When you thank someone for their help, say nice things about their work, or recognize how kind they are, you build trust and respect between you. To get better at this habit, be real when you thank someone. Compliments that are too general or not sincere can make you look shallow and could even hurt your trustworthiness. Instead, be clear about what you're grateful for. Instead of saying "great job," you could say something like, "I really appreciate how you handled that tough situation with such professionalism and patience." It's not necessary to make big gestures to show gratitude. Small things can make a big difference, like thanking a coworker for their help or taking a friend's advice into account. According to the Stoics, our character and relationships are formed by the small, regular things we do. A more positive attitude can also come from showing gratitude. You can train your mind to see the good in people and events by focusing on the good things they do and how they help you. This happiness spreads and can make your relationships with other people better. So, a simple but effective way to build respect and make relationships stronger is to say thank you. It shows that you value other people's work and are aware of it. This makes other people more likely to respect and value you in return. Lesson 8. Stay calm when things get tough. Being able to stay calm and collected in stressful scenarios is one of the things that makes someone respected. Stoicism teaches us that we can't change the things that happen around us, but we can change how we respond to them. By staying calm under pressure, you show that you are emotionally strong and resilient, which are traits that everyone admires. To make this a habit, you should practice being mindful and aware of yourself. If you're feeling stressed, take a moment to clear your mind and breathe. This easy thing you can do can help you get back in charge of your feelings and stop you from moving without thinking. Remember that your goal is not to hide your feelings, but to deal with them well. The Stoics thought that you should get ready for problems before they happen. This means thinking ahead about what might cause stress and coming up with ways to deal with it. One example is if you know you have a tough meeting coming up, plan your answers ahead of time and tell yourself to stay calm. Being calm also means paying attention to your tone of voice and body language. Even if you're upset or nervous, try to look and act calm by the way you stand and talk. This makes you feel more in charge and calms down the people around you. So, staying calm under pressure means using self-control and keeping things in perspective. That you are not quickly swayed by outside events, and that you can face problems with strength and honor. Being able to keep your cool when things go wrong is something that people value and admire. Lesson 9. Match what you say with what you do. Being honest is one of the most important things you can do to earn respect. When what you say and what you do match up, you show that you are honest, reliable, and trustworthy. Stoic philosophy, which stresses living by one's principles and ideals, is where this habit comes from. To make this a habit, pay attention to the promises and agreements you make. Think about whether you can and are ready to follow through before you say yes. It's important to make it a goal to keep a promise or do what you say you will do. When you do what you say you will do, people will trust and respect you. Besides that, being honest about your goals and limits is also important. If you can't keep a promise, let the other person know right away and take blame for it. Being honest and taking responsibility are important parts of having character, and people will respect you more if you are open about what you can do. The Stoics teach us to be good people and stay true to who we are. This means that you should never give up on your beliefs or principles, even if it's hard. When you match your deeds with your words, it shows that you want to live an honest and moral life. Being honest and trustworthy makes people respect you, and it also helps you respect yourself. Getting your deeds to match your words gives people a sense of stability and predictability. People know what to expect from you, and believe that you will do what you say you will do. Being dependable is an important part of earning respect because it helps people trust and believe in your character. To gain respect, it's important to be consistent and dependable in what you do. Lining up what you say with what you do shows that you are honest and builds trust and respect with the people around you. Lesson 10. Do what you say you will do. The last habit in this lesson is probably the easiest, but also the hardest to do. Do what you say you'll do. One real way to show respect for yourself and others is to keep the promises you make. The fact that you kept your promise shows that you are a trustworthy person. Being logical means keeping your word and doing what you need to do. When you promise something, you're making someone expect it. You show that you respect what people expect from you and value their trust in you by following through. Pay attention to the promises you make to get better at this habit. It's better to keep less of your promises than to make too many and then not keep them. When you make a promise, you should think of it as a promise to yourself as well as to other people. This way of thinking will help you organize your tasks and make sure you do what you need to do. If you can't keep a word, let the other person know as soon as possible. Sincerely say sorry and offer to make things right if you can. Even if you make a mistake, being honest and taking responsibility are important for keeping respect and trust. It's also important to be careful and determined when you keep your promises. Sometimes keeping a promise means putting in extra work or getting past problems. By following through on what you said you would do, you show that you are determined and trustworthy, which are qualities that are highly valued. One important way to gain respect is to keep your promises. It shows that you can be counted on and that you keep your promises. Getting good at this habit will help you become known as someone who can be trusted, which is important for getting respect in any situation. By practicing these 10 habits, you can greatly increase the respect people have for you. Stoicism, which stresses self-discipline, honesty, and respect for others, is at the heart of each habit. By doing these things every day, you will not only win the respect of those around you, but you will also gain more self-respect and peace of mind.